One of Mark Twain's lesser-known books is called The Prince and the Pauper. You may have read it. In it, Mark Twain tells the story of two boys who are identical, except for the fact that one of them is a prince and one of them is a pauper. One day they meet and they become friends. The pair decides to switch places to see how the other lives. As the story goes, Tom the pauper becomes Prince Edward VI, and the prince becomes Tom. And nobody figures it out. In fact, when the prince shows up on the palace grounds in Tom's ragged clothes, the guards don't recognize him, and they drive him away. Little do they know that the pauper is the prince. Think about the gospel we have just heard. Something similar is going on here. Jesus tells us that he, the King of the universe, is found in the poor and in the hungry. You know, sometimes our eyes deceive us. As a rule, we take something as true because we can see it with our own eyes. We tell ourselves seeing is believing, but that's not always true. Lots of times we miss seeing something that is in plain sight. We don't see the pain in our spouse's face, or we don't see the fear in a stranger's glance. Or we fail to see the harm we do a friend by our sharp tongue. The truth is, our eyes overlook a lot of stuff. Tobias Wolff has a short story about an abusive father who decided that his young son needed to be broken. It began with a slap on the face, then it moved to a belt. In later years, the boy's sister, Frances, now grown, looked back at the night in question when her dad slapped young Frank. What might have happened, she asked herself, if her mother had come flying out of her chair and told him to stop? But her eyes were closed and stayed closed. As Frances comes to realize, her mother could not allow herself to see what she had no strength to oppose. So we can't say that our eyes are always open, or that we see everything we should, or that we don't overlook things we find too inconvenient. Yes, sometimes, many times, our eyes deceive us. We don't see what's right in front of us. Strange as it may sound, our heart has a set of eyes also. Yes, our heart can see in a way that our ordinary vision often doesn't allow us to. Take, for example, the eyes of a mom's heart that sees something as troubling her child, even if the child looks fine. Or again, a nurse whose heart is in her job, and she sees a deeper pain in her patients than others perceive. Or the loving heart in a young man that allows him to see the poor on the streets as human beings. And so he carries bottled water in his vehicle to give them whenever he sees them. The eyes of the heart penetrate beyond the obvious. These eyes take in a deeper reality. They see deep down things. A young woman stopped one day to talk to a homeless man on the street. The man at first said nothing, But the young woman continued to speak to him kindly. Finally, the man said to her, "You really see me, don't you? You can see me." This man, so long ignored and walked past by countless other people, had come to believe that he was invisible to the world. That is, until the eyes of the heart of that compassionate woman saw him on that street and talked to him. We often find that the eyes of the heart see things better than our ordinary eyes do. At least they do in some people. Now back to the gospel story that the Lord Jesus tells us today. We hear him ask us to see him in places nobody would ever think to look for him. We heard him offer us any number of unexpected places. "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?" And what do we hear the Lord Jesus answer? "Whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me." We find Jesus in the street person, in the lady in the soup kitchen line, and the old man pushing down the street the shopping cart that contains everything he owns in this world. We can never be sure where Jesus might be found, which means we have to keep our eyes wide open. There was a family circus comic a few years ago. It shows the keen kids watching their mom empty out a pumpkin for Halloween. Dolly says to her siblings gathered around the table, all eyes on the pumpkin, "Pretty soon we'll find out what kind of a face he has." That's what she said. "Pretty soon we'll find out what kind of a face he has." In so many ways, we hear the Lord Jesus telling us the same thing. We'll find out what kind of face he has when we choose to see him in the face of the hungry, in the face of the stranger, in the face of the God-forsaken. Jesus tells us we will see him in places nobody normally looks. What an interesting twist we have today. Here we're celebrating the feast of Christ the King. And the King, that is Jesus, tells us he's not found in royal robes, but is found in the clothes of a pauper. Jesus would have us understand that if we are ever to find him in this world, then we must look beyond what we see with our eyes and see with our heart. Or as another wise little prince said in that book by Saint-Exupéry, "It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye."